Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're attuned to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in a time of worship. We're going to sing and pray and read some things from His Word. Spend some time in His presence, lifting up His name. Let Him bless you today. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you. And Sister Linda and I greet you in Jesus' name. And we bring you glad tidings of great joy from Mount Vernon, Illinois. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Ezekiel 36:26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will put my spirit within you. Isn't that a wonderful promise? That's worthy of reading again. Ezekiel 36:26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will put my spirit within you. If that's all the Word of God that we had, if we didn't have the rest of the text, that right there would be enough of God's Word to make me want to serve Him. Well, thank you for being with us. If you'll have something ready to take down, some contact information in just a little while, we will be giving that to you. We can't do this without you. We need you to pray for us. And after you give to your church and taking care of your family, if you had something you'd like to share with us, it would be appreciated. And I'll give you a little information about that a little later on. All right, let's take the Holiness Hymns and let's go to page 67 today. Let's sing a great one, Are You Washed in the Blood? Most of you know this. Sing along with us. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace? This hour are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Well, are you washed in the blood, in the soap cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Well, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for those mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Well, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Well, several questions in that song. I hope you can answer every one of them correctly and positively. Our precious promise today comes from 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not through the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise the Lord for wonderful words of life from the broadcast of his pulpit today. Reading from King James Version. Let's call upon the Lord in prayer. Let's pray for all those today that are sick, that the Lord will touch your bodies. And whether you're desperately sick or whether it's just something that's mild but you feel bad, whatever the range is, from minor sicknesses to the most major, we're going to pray to the healer today. Father, we thank you today because the things which are not seen are eternal. And Lord, we're thankful today that you are eternal. Lord, we can see evidence everywhere as to where you are and what you have done and where you've been. But Lord, we know that no man has ever looked upon God and lived. And Father, we thank you today because we can pray to an eternal God. And Lord, we're glad for all the medical things that are done and all the devices that they have and all the operations and all the procedures that they do. But Lord, there's nothing that will take the place of the healing power of God. And today, Lord, we bring each and every one to you, knowing, Lord, you're a specialist in every field. You don't have to write a prescription. You don't have to do a procedure. You don't have to send someone for therapy. But, Lord, you can just heal them in Jesus' name. And, Lord, that's what I'm praying you'll do just now. Lord, for everyone that's in this audience today, those, Lord, that, just feel bad, to the ones that are facing life-threatening situations today, I pray for healing to take place. I pray for deliverance to take place. I pray for the blood of Jesus to flow. In Jesus' name, I pray you'll perform miracles and work out situations, Lord, where there seems to be no help and no hope. We'll praise you in Jesus' name for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' name, be healed, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. I'll give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast service today. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Well, here's another thank you song. While ago it was thank you, God, for sending Jesus. This one is thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Let's express our thanks and our gratitude to our God today. Thank you,
as the world looks upon me, as I struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There stood on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Worship with us now.
I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you, and to me that's all that matters. Though the world cannot see, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings.
Let's sing the chorus again. Let's worship him now.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
And you've been worshiping with us on the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. After you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. But any mail, whether it has a check in it or not, should be sent to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410, and our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service, and click donate on the front page to contribute with your debit or credit card. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table.